finished walking a long way on something called the Pacific Crest Trail, and how it would be only then that the meaning of my hike would unfold inside of me. The secret I'd always told myself, finally revealed. Which would bring me to this telling. I didn't know how I'd reach back through the years and look for and find some of the people I'd met on the trail, and that I'd look for and not find others, or how in one case I'd find something I didn't expect. An obituary. Doug's. I didn't know I'd read that he died 9 years after we'd said goodbye on the PCT, killed in a kite-sailing accident in New Zealand. Or how after I'd cried remembering what a golden boy he'd been, I'd go to the farthest corner of my basement, to the place where Monster hung on a pair of rusty nails, and I'd see that the raven feather Doug had given me was broken and frayed now but still there, wedged into my pack's frame where I placed it years ago. It was all unknown to me then, as I sat on that white bench on the day I finished my hike. Everything except the fact that I didn't have to know, that it was enough to trust that what I'd done was true, to understand its meaning without yet being able to say precisely what it was, like all those lines from The Dream of a Common Language that had run through my nights and days, to believe that I didn't need to reach with my bare hands anymore. To know that seeing the fish beneath the surface of the water was enough. That it was everything. It was my life, like all lives, mysterious and irrevocable and sacred. So very close, so very present, so very belonging to me. How wild it was to let it be. This is Bernadette Dunn. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Wild, From Lost to Found on the Pacific Crest Trail by Cheryl Strayed. This program was produced by Dan Musselman. Text copyright 2012 by Cheryl Strayed. Production copyright 2012 Random House, Inc. All rights reserved.